Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story. Lucy Letby is accused of murdering 7 babies and the attempted murder of 10 more babies at the Countess of Chester Hospital NICU. In our third episode, we detailed the allegations against Nurse Lucy Letby. We now move on to babies J, K, and L, and M, who are twins.
Baby J was delivered prematurely at 32 weeks and 2 days gestation in October of 2015 at the Countess of Chester Hospital. According to the court records, baby J was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis, a medical condition characterized by inflammation of a portion of the bowel as well as a perforated bowel. As a result, baby J was transferred to Alder Hey Children's Hospital in Liverpool for surgical intervention. Following the operation, baby J required 2 stomas, a procedure in which a portion of the bowel is left outside of the body to allow it to rest and recuperate. As per court records, baby J was reported to have returned to the Countess of Chester Hospital on November 10, 2015, with her condition deemed stable. Dr. John Gibbs, a consultant pediatrician, stated that baby J's recovery had been steady, acceptable, and encouraging, with the baby girl making significant progress. Dr. Gibbs also noted that within 2.5 weeks, baby J was able to transition to bottle feeding without experiencing any respiratory issues and was doing well. In the early hours of November 27, 2015, baby J suffered seizures and experienced 4 desaturations, with her heart rate dropping on the 3rd and 4th occasion. Dr. Gibbs informed the court that the occurrence of both seizures and desaturations together is more concerning than one event occurring alone.
Dr. Stephen Brary, who reviewed medical tests conducted on that day, stated that there was no clear explanation for why the baby had collapsed. He added that the baby had normalized quickly over the course of the day, and investigations failed to identify why she had the desaturations or suffered a seizure. Dr. Brary suggested that hypoxia or low oxygen levels may have caused the seizure. However, it remained unclear why the baby had hypoxia, as she had been breathing normally in air weeks before any signs of infection. In fact, antibiotics had been stopped 36 hours after administration because there had been no evidence of infection found in blood tests, and the baby remained healthy for several weeks following the incident. Dr. Stephen Brary stated, "At that stage, I had no concerns. In retrospect, there was no clear explanation for the events that occurred on November 27th. Baby J was eventually discharged from the hospital and was reported to be progressing very well during her final outpatient clinic exam more than a year later. Earlier, during the hearing at Manchester Crown Court, it was revealed that the baby's collapse was indicative of some kind of obstruction in the airways, such as smothering.
We now move on to baby Kay. In the early morning, baby Kay was delivered at the Countess of Chester Hospital at 25 weeks gestation, weighing 1 pound, 8 ounces. Shortly after birth, baby Kay required respiratory assistance, but was eventually stabilized. Due to her extreme prematurity and in preparation for her transfer to a specialized hospital, baby Kay was moved to nursery room 1 in the neonatal unit approximately 30 minutes after her birth. According to data records, the designated nurse for baby Kay had left the ward at 3:47 a.m. to attend the labor ward. As per the prosecution's claim, this was when Miss Letby allegedly attempted to murder the newborn girl. At 3:50 a.m., baby Kay's condition suddenly deteriorated, and her blood oxygen levels dropped to 40%. During the court proceedings, Nick Johnson, KC, the prosecutor, alleged that Miss Letby had tampered with the endotracheal tube and that Dr. Jayaram had witnessed the aftermath of this. Dr. Ravi Jayaram, a pediatric consultant who assisted in delivering baby Kay, born at 25 weeks, was made aware that Nurse Letby was alone with the infant.
According to Mr. Johnson's statement to the jury, Dr. Jayaram had started to notice the correlation between the unexplained deaths, serious collapses, and the presence of Lucy Letby, making him uncomfortable. He then decided to investigate baby Kay's situation and where Miss Letby was. According to the prosecution, in February of 2016, Dr. Jayaram walked into room 1 and allegedly found Lucy Letby standing over an incubator containing baby Kay. Although Letby did not have her hands inside the incubator, Dr. Jayaram observed from the monitor that child Kay's oxygen saturation level was dangerously low, in the 80s, and the alarm was not sounding as it should have been. Despite this, Letby did not call for help. The prosecution claims that Letby was attempting to kill baby Kay when Dr. Jayaram walked in. Dr. Jayaram noticed that baby Kay's chest was not moving and asked Miss Letby if anything had happened, to which she replied, "She just started deteriorating now." Mr. Johnson added that Dr. Jayaram discovered that baby Kay's breathing tube had been dislodged. Though this could occur in an active baby, baby Kay was very premature and had been sedated, making it unlikely.
However, Ben Myers, KC of the defense counsel, had previously argued that the likely cause of the tube becoming dislodged was the baby accidentally moving it herself. The court was informed that baby Kay had made a swift recovery after the removal of the endotracheal tube, coupled with the use of a NeoPuff, a mechanical device designed for neonatal resuscitation. Baby Kay was transferred to Arrow Park Hospital Merseyside at midday, but unfortunately, she passed away 3 days later. The prosecution maintained that Miss Letby had attempted to kill baby Kay but did not cause her eventual death. It was also revealed in court that Miss Letby had searched for the family on Facebook on April 20th, 2018, which was over 2 years after the baby's passing.
We move on to baby L. Baby L was in the neonatal unit in early April 2016. During his testimony, medical expert Professor Peter Hindmarsh stated that the only plausible explanation for the blood test results they had was poisoning by insulin. The infant's blood glucose levels remained low from April 9th to April 11th, despite the replacement of the IV line and the nutrients bag. According to the court, subsequent blood tests revealed that the baby boy's insulin levels were at the highest limit of the equipment's measuring scale. During his testimony, Professor Hindmarsh, a specialist in pediatric endocrinology at University College London, concurred that the readings could only be explained by someone administering insulin to baby L. Pointed out that given baby L's low blood glucose levels on April 8th, there was no justification for the administration of insulin. Professor Hindmarsh informed the court that due to the molecular composition of insulin, it cannot be administered orally and was most likely given by IV. Based on the hypoglycemic episodes that occurred in baby L on April 8th and 9th, Professor Hindmarsh suggested that the insulin was probably added to the bags used for food delivery.
When asked how much insulin was required to cause baby L's low blood sugar levels, Professor Heinbarsch responded by stating, "I have taken quite a conservative view of this, but I would suggest you could add somewhere in the region of 10 units of insulin to a bag. That would be sufficient to produce the hypoglycemic effect that was measured in the sample. Vials of insulin contain 100 units per milliliter, so the volumes we're talking about are quite small and not noticeable on a routine stock check. When added to infusion bags, you wouldn't notice a change in volume within the bag, and it wouldn't be visible because insulin is a clear solution." Professor Heinbarsch suggested that insulin could be added quite easily through a portal located at the base of the feeding bags. He further stated that in his expert opinion, it would have taken at least 3 or possibly 4 bags to be contaminated to produce the detected blood glucose levels. Ms. Letby is accused of attempting to murder baby L during the same period that she allegedly tried to kill his twin brother, baby M, by injecting air into his bloodstream. Fortunately, both infants recovered and were discharged from the hospital the following month. During questioning by police after her arrest, Ms. Letby denied intentionally administering insulin to baby L, according to court records. She stated that, to the best of her knowledge, neither she nor any other nursing staff had mistakenly administered the substance. According to the prosecution, Ms. Letby purportedly assaulted the premature babies known as babies L and M while on a day shift at the neonatal unit of the Countess of Chester Hospital.
The court heard that one of the infants, baby M, suddenly collapsed in his incubator in the unit's intensive care room at 4 p.m. on April 9, 2016. Nick Johnson, KC, the prosecutor, also stated that his brother, baby L, deteriorated at roughly the same time beside him. The court heard that Nurse Letby had reportedly celebrated a successful bet on the Grand National just after she tried to murder twin infants. 2 hours after the unexplained collapse of Child M, Letby messaged a friend, "Work has been shit, but I just won 135 pounds on the Grand National." Horse emoji. According to statements made in court, Letby allegedly poisoned baby L with insulin and injected air into the bloodstream of baby M. The father of the infants testified that he was horrified to witness a doctor performing chest compressions on baby M. He stated the sight of it was very distressing, and I still have that image in my mind. Lucy Letby faces 22 charges for allegedly killing 5 infant boys and 2 infant girls, as well as the attempted murder of 10 others at Countess of Chester Hospital in 2015 and 2016. The trial continues on.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.